Mr. Secretary?
Yeah, Papa Romano, honey.
Yeah.
There you are, Vicky.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment.
President.
Yes.
There's another telegram that's just in on the first talks with that Bennett and Vance have had with Imbert, 1972. And Mora also was there and played a very good role in them. Imbert is talking later with Mora this afternoon, apparently. That's all to the good. Now, it seems to me that we ought to take a look at this whole situation with you in the morning on the basis of Bundy's talk of his report of his later talks today with Guzman and the later talks with Mora by Imbert, because Imbert apparently said he was going to suggest some political names to Mora today. Meanwhile, we're checking with our embassy down there to see if they've got any information that they can run down on this story that was in the news today. That auditor's report, which we have apparently had in our possession for the past few days, does not mention Guzman's connection apparently in any way. Why our embassy or CIA did not know that Guzman was on the board of that bank and didn't include that, quite frankly, I don't know. But the embassy ought to dig into this, and I would hope some of the newsmen themselves down there would ask Guzman. He could have a perfectly straightforward explanation of this business, but we don't know what it is if he has one. Now, on the question of paying government employees and so forth, I myself believe it's very important that we not let the rest of the country disintegrate here. And rather than worry about Embert's position, find a way to let the OAS representative there, Moura, and if necessary, the Brazilian general, get into the business of, in effect, allocating the resources that might be available from abroad, because a number of the governments have been sending food, medical supplies, and so forth, and we'll be furnishing some cash in a way that can keep the country running and get its economy going again, and let the OAS be known as the source of these funds rather than have Embert take all the credit for them. But I think we ought to hold this thing together because it may well be that when it becomes clear that there's no solution along the lines that we've been on now, that the rebels will go through some very agonizing decisions on their side, and we could have a good deal of agitation on their part, and we'd need to keep the countryside in as stable a position as possible. Now, that's the line of our thinking this evening.
I think that's good. I agree with everything you said. I'm just reading this message here now.
1972?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, Moura took a very good role there. Now, on the question of Vance and Bundy, Mr. President, one thing I would urge you to think about, we take the occasion of the transfer of mediation responsibility to Moura by the OAS, which was done 2 days ago, and the formation of the Inter-American Force, which was formally accomplished yesterday, as an occasion for Vance and Bundy to come back to report to us prior to the meeting of the foreign ministers here on Thursday. Now, if Moura will stay in the middle of this, and he apparently is getting into it now, then I think we'll be able to handle this the way we want to see it handled, but through the OAS in a way that would be much more comfortable for everybody concerned. We're going to have considerable reactions here from many directions, regardless of what the solution is, and the more that it can be an OAS solution, the better for everybody concerned. I think particularly here, where we're not going to be able to guarantee what a new government's going to do for 6 months at a time, and if it does go sour, we'll put the OAS back to work again. But I was disturbed at that material you saw yesterday about the feeling on the part of the boys downtown that they buy whatever they can now because they can get rid of it in a few weeks or a few months if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are a number of things here that make me feel that if we get the LBJ brand off of the government that is formed and let that be an OAS brand, realizing that we will have to insist upon something that is acceptable to us, that is a much better way for us to proceed at this point.
I agree. Now, have you talked to Bob at all?
I haven't yet.
I would. We can do it in the morning, but I would ask him when we bring Bundy and them back, what if he won't query Palmer and see what the possibilities are shifting from that infested, crowded area. Some of these men out to the carrier where he can get them back in 30 minutes to
right,
need them.
Right. All right, so fine.
And I would cut it to 10,000 people.
Right. All right, so fine.